The unfolding situation in Israel and Gaza, as we've been reporting, more than 700 people have been killed in Israel since Hamas launched its attacks on Saturday morning, including 260 at a music festival, and 500 people have died in Gaza after Israel launched massive retaliatory airstrikes over the weekend. For more on the wider implications of all this, let's talk now to the Director and Chief Executive of the international London-based think tank Chatham House, Bronwyn Maddox. A very good afternoon to you, Bronwyn Maddox, and thank you for taking our call this afternoon. First of all, the questions around how Hamas managed to launch this attack without Israel apparently having any inkling that it was on the way.
This is one of the stunning points about it all, and one of the things that has caused such shock and anger inside Israel, because Israel has poured its soul as well as its economy into its own defense, saying, look, we're surrounded by countries and people who don't like us. We're in a tough neighborhood. We are invested in the survival of this nation and this, you know, military service for everyone. And there is a lot of recriminations underneath the shock about why the military didn't see this coming, despite what sounds like some maneuvers by Hamas, some practice movers within Gaza. And it seems to come down to the fact that the Israeli military didn't think that it was in Hamas's interest to do this. They were giving more permits for people from Hamas to come into Israel. They assumed that Hamas would want that comparative opening up. And they just didn't think it was going to happen.
Well, that then raises the very obvious question, why now? Why Hamas launching this, and it's a massive, unprecedented attack on Israel, why now? Why at this moment?
I think there are two reasons. One is the battle, as always, for the Palestinian leadership and the leadership of the other half, the more moderate Fatah, which rules the West Bank. The leader, Mahmoud Abbas, is very old, getting to the end of his tenure there, and a perpetual jostling for power and influence. But the other thing is the so-called normalization of Israel's relations with Arab states that has been chugging along for a bit. It started off in the Gulf with the United Arab Emirates, and then there have been talks with Saudi Arabia, and unthinkable, you know, even a decade ago, that they might somehow normalize relations. And I think the Palestinians knew that unless they managed to extract some or stop this, that their cause was going to be lost, that those who would defend them, including in Saudi Arabia, would not be there on their side with vigor.
And how much support do you think has Hamas been getting in the run up to this, Bronwyn, from Iran, which has traditionally backed Hamas?
It's a very good question. It has traditionally backed Hamas. I think that there is a lot of speculation out there that it would be perhaps unexpected if Iran had actually planned this with Hamas, but Hamas would have executed it with arms and other help, which it has received from Iran. So they are a keen supporter in the background, though there's a real argument at the moment about how much of this can be laid at Iran's door. And friends of Israel, including the UK and US, are kind of debating that at the moment.
All right. And just finally, briefly, if you can, how much longer would you think that the conflict can continue in its present phase?
Well, of active fighting, it's very hard to say. One of the big decisions for Israel is whether it actually mounts any kind of invasion of Gaza, but with huge risk of loss of life, Palestinian and Israeli hostages. This could, though, given the number of those hostages still unconfirmed, be a very drawn-out affair.
Bronwyn Maddox, Chief Executive at Chatham House, thank you very much for that.